Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN are technically on the stream here as the White Sox are playing on the mothership, and I'm joined by my good friend. We can call each other good friends, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Janae Myers, the CEO of Chicago Cares. Thanks for stopping by today.
Hi. I was so happy to leave the office when I got the call.
How was your walk?
I cabbed over. I'm going to walk back.
Okay.
Let's try to get here on time.
Right, but even the walk to the cab.
It was amazing.
Right.
It's so beautiful out. The sun's out. It's probably almost 70. This is a gorgeous Chicago day.
I don't even care that it's going to cool down midweek because it's going to rebound. It's just nice to get a taste.
Yep.
Usually we get a taste like in February or early March. It felt like we didn't get any tastes.
No, not this winter.
We didn't get any sampling, so it didn't feel like it was real.
No.
Now I'm like, okay,
this is happening.
This is going to happen. Also happening this week, this is technically day two of National Volunteer Week.
Yes.
Talk to us about that.
So, you know, April is Volunteer Month, and this is Volunteer Week, and it's just, you know, as we celebrate many things and have kind of months to reflect back. That's right, for everything. This is Volunteer Month and Week, and, you know, so many volunteers. Our city is powered by volunteers in so many different ways. The history of Chicago, it was rebuilt by volunteers after the Chicago Fire.
Really? Interesting.
Interesting tip, right? Mm. And when you think about just the civic fabric of Chicago, it is built with so many people giving their time, talent, and treasure to make this city what it is. When you look at business and government and the nonprofit sector, like, they all have to work together to make this city what it is. So
I guess it makes sense. Chicagoans are proud of the neighborhoods that they live in, and we roll up our sleeves and get things done as Midwesterners. So I guess it goes hand in hand that Chicagoans in the suburbs as well, we're volunteer oriented.
Yes, we very much are. And it's amazing to be one of the largest serving volunteer organizations in the city of Chicago. Chicago Cares has been around now for almost April's also our birthday, so it'll be 28 years, which is crazy to think. And, you know, we existed before the internet when it was hard to find opportunities.
Well, I was going to say, you guys make it so easy to find volunteering. I don't know how you did it without the internet, just spreadsheets and people on the phone.
Notes, all the things,
So tell us what Chicago Cares is, because as people get inspired, you know, and I think this is always the struggle, and we talk about this, that people, I think, most of us have the intention of, I want to volunteer. But if you're relying on maybe the churches that you don't go to in the neighborhood, or maybe you don't, that's not where you go, the school, it's almost hard to find a project that fits kind of like what you want to do, but not with what you guys do.
Not with Chicago Cares. So Chicago Cares, again, a nonprofit agency and organization, been around for almost 28 years. And we mobilize Chicagoans and volunteers to help strengthen the city of Chicago. We believe in the power of connection, and we believe that volunteering is a vehicle and a way for people to meet each other, to go outside of your neighborhood, to get to some place that you've never been before and you might have a certain perception about.
Mm-hmm.
But when you volunteer and you meet other people and you get face-to-face and you're proximate with another human being that you might have thought, oh, well, that only happens over there in that community or that neighborhood, volunteering is a way to become an equalizer and get on the same playing field and to do something with someone else where you're both, you know, shoveling mulch.
Or together.
Together. You are both doing the work in service of the need versus in service of just, oh, I should do this for those poor people over there, right? That is a misconception, I think, a lot about volunteering that Chicago Cares is trying to flip.
Right, and I think that, unfortunately, the word charity has been kind of, has that connotation now of just giving to someone else, where it's really, when you talk about volunteering and spending time with someone in another neighborhood, it's really a partnership. It's really taking ownership and empowering each other. And I know we're using kind of glowing terms, but like when you actually do it, it does leave you feeling that way.
Absolutely what it feels like. And, you know, I think for so many folks who, you know, are very comfortable in the bubble of their neighborhood downtown.
And I get it. It happens. You can get in these bubbles. We all do, politically, socially, everything. Yes.
It is so easy. But when we challenge ourselves to go outside those bubbles, I think we really start to realize that, again, again, those perceptions start to fall away.
Mm-hmm.
And we see the commonalities in people, and you can do that through connection. Again, the service and the volunteering is kind of a means to the end, but the end is for us to grow greater empathy for each other, better understanding. I think we stay so polarized in our bubbles, but that can start to break down when we get together, and that's an important aspect of volunteering.
Yeah, Glinda was only able to help Dorothy when she popped the bubble. That's all. I mean, like,
so
that's not the lesson. We learned that
so
as a
true.
Young child.
Yes.
That should carry through. So what sorts of projects do you do? Because I imagine some people say, well, there's always, and I'm just spitballing here.
Yes.
I don't know. I want to, you know, plant trees for one of the Earth Days that are coming up or something like that. You've got something like hands-on. What if someone's like, I don't ever want to touch dirt, and I also do not want to touch any dogs or cats?
Yes.
There's things for everyone.
There's things for everyone. We also have skilled-based volunteering, right? We merged with another organization, but we have this program called Skills for Good, where we bring in volunteers to not only help Chicago Cares, but to help other agencies with different things that they might need, smaller, like 10-hour kind of based skills-based projects where you can do from your desk. Right? But then we also have opportunities to get you out and about in the neighborhoods and connecting with others. All of that is so key and important. This time of year, there's lots of like environmental kind of cleanups, neighborhood cleanups. Englewood's got one coming up at the end of the month. But then there's also things with people, right? So we have great programs with seniors. We're one of the biggest programs working with our Chicago Public Housing Authority senior groups. And they're in isolation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't really think about that, but that's one of the things that happen sometimes when, again, these bubbles, and you think about folks and the opportunity they have. Well, the older you get, the more limited you are to go out of your home,
right,
and to interact with others. So, right, so that interaction with those seniors are such quality programs and opportunities to make connections both generationally across generations, but then again, neighborhood by neighborhood. So you can, again, learn a little bit more about folks. So if someone from the north side went down the south side to volunteer at Lincoln Perry, they might run into someone who marched with Dr. Martin Luther King.
Right. And you really get an access to tap into a history that's there. I imagine it's not only about crossing neighborhoods, but helping fix your own, too.
That's right. What's in your own backyard? You know, really inspiring people to get up off the couch.
Right.
And look around your own community. I think oftentimes we are complainers, right, about certain things that are...
No, never. Let me check the text line, see if anyone's complaining today. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but that's the thing. Like, we like to complain about things, but what are we doing? You know, I'll say I was incredibly disappointed with the voter turnout. This last election, this last mayoral and local election, we can't continue to complain about things if we're not willing to get out and vote.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've had a wonderful opportunity to travel the world where people are still dying for the right to vote. And it's something we take for granted
really
here.
Do.
And, you know, those kinds of things, I think we have to show up, right? We have to show up when it's time to vote because that's our civic duty, but we have to show up when it's time to do something in our neighborhood. When you, you know, the see something, say something.
Yeah.
See something, do something. Because
like
if we're
that.
Not all doing something, we're all just like sitting on social media,
right,
and commenting on, you know, influencers that really, it's not real life.
I'm feeling really personally attacked right now, Janae. No, I think it was this weekend I did a lot of, Enrique and I sat on the couch a little bit. And yeah, I did some working too. And after a day of that, it does become a little bit, well, what do? Go for a walk, do this. What an opportunity there when the next time you find yourself a little bored or a little just, you know, you can fill some time.
Yep.
Instead of just going for a walk, which is a wonderful thing to do, just pop onto the website and at least start to commit, at least start to put yourself
thinking
in a,
looking.
Thinking about looking.
That's right.
And I know that that seems silly because I imagine the hardest thing for your organization is getting the person to show up the first time.
Yeah.
Because after that, if it's a regular volunteer project, then it's easier. Or if they're invested in it, then they at least make it a monthly, a yearly, whatever it might be, whatever works for someone. It's about getting them in the door and then out the first time.
That's right. And for us, too, at Chicago Cares, we're super agnostic. We would love you to stay volunteering with us for forever.
Right.
But if you find your cause and you're ignited by a passion for something, and because we introduced you to an organization, to a neighborhood, to a community, and now you've sought out ways to get involved on your own, that's a dream for us. We just want to be that kind of entry point for inspiring volunteerism, again, sparking that passion towards service and others. I have so many friends who work in corporate America, and they're constantly reaching out to me to be like, Janae, I mean, I need my 9-to-5 job because the paycheck is good,
right,
but my heart's not happy. And I always suggest volunteering or getting on a board. And how can you get involved in other ways civically and in your community to give back? And that's some of it. I mean, some of us are, you know, working to pay the bills and take care of everything else. But that kind of heart happy, which is so important, I think, in people's lives and the drive, the purpose that I think we are all looking for, can help start to be filled just by finding some opportunities. So look at Chicago Cares. We're a great way to start that exploration.
That's a great way for volunteers to find things. What about folks out there that are working with a group that struggles to find volunteers? I know a lot of people out there are already saying, I volunteer all the time. We could use 10 more people at our whatever it might be. Do you guys offer help to these new groups? How could they find out more information?
Yes, please reach out to us too. We really believe in teaching other nonprofit agencies and organizations how to fish, meaning how do they get volunteers.
Oh, I was going to say, if there's a fishing one, I mean, I'll go out there in a heartbeat, catch some walleye, some northern, and we'll give it to us, whatever cause it needs to be.
That's just the example, right? Like, how do we teach them how to recruit volunteers, how to create programs that will make an opportunity sticky to bring people back? So Chicago Cares, because we're experts in this, we are teaching other agencies and organizations how to do that, how to give them those skills to bring back so they can have an amazing volunteer experience. So we want to be your resource for all things volunteerism, and we're also, again, incredibly happy and agnostic to point to the right direction when it doesn't fit for what we have, right? If we don't have those opportunities for you, we know so many agencies and partners within, you know, the city of Chicago that we'd be happy to make those referrals and send you to a place that might suit your needs better.
Study after study shows that either it's millennials or now, I guess, Gen X or Gen Zs, whatever the next generation of kids are, yeah, Z's, they value a company and a job that provides some volunteer times, and you guys help link corporations and companies with volunteer opportunities, too.
Yes.
They're probably one of your biggest drivers.
They are. I mean, that's our biggest source of revenue is corporations. They are constantly looking for opportunities, and it is not enough for companies to say, check the box, we did something. Those days are really over, and corporate social responsibility and how people are thinking about things, I mean, we're, you know, boycotting companies if they're not taking proper stances on major social issues,
right,
let alone providing those opportunities for you to engage back into the community. So Chicago Cares works with probably over 100 companies each and every year to get involved and give back. We really work on customizing that too, so that they are meeting a need of the community versus us just going, oh, we did a project so you can feel good about yourself.
Right.
It really is trying to make sure those community needs are being met. I think the thing that we sometimes don't realize is this gorgeous gem of downtown that we have is how many wonderful things are already happening in our neighborhoods. There's already, you know, collective impact efforts, which is means a lot of people working together towards the same thing. I know I'm using a little jargon there.
That's okay.
Right? But getting people to play into already existing efforts and the leadership that's happening in neighborhoods and communities is so key, because you become a catalyst for more change. And the thing that a lot of our neighborhoods suffer from is lack of resources and lack of networks. So when we can help become that connector and bring people in, amazing things happen. Sometimes a corporate volunteer or a group, they'll come and they'll be, you know, at a school or a community center, and they just fall in love with the experience and the neighborhood and the students, and then they're buying computers for the whole school.
Right.
Right? I mean, so it's those kind of extra effects that happen, but you have to put yourself there, get proximate, see what the real needs are, see what the real opportunities are in community, and then see how those resources can connect.
Where can people find out more information?
ChicagoCares.org.
That's great. And you're right, because some people are like, oh, this community is blighted, and why don't they fix what they're doing? It's like, they're trying.
They're trying.
They need you.
And they don't have the resources. We forget that systematically we have under-resourced communities for years and years, and it takes a lot to recover from that. So we've got to do all we can to continue to make investments.
And really quickly, I know we got to go to news, but 708 said, I'm on a committee of four people in my village. People talk the talk but are not willing to walk the walk. Let's all take a big step forward, huh?
Yes.
And National Volunteer Week is a good way to do it.
It's a great way to do it.
Janae, always good to see you. Appreciate it.